So the Mighty Number 9 Kickstarter got like $4 million.
But Capcom feels real dumb right now.
Capcom's like, well, should have made a Mega Man game. Although, shame on them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Screw those guys. Hi, welcome to the Exploding Barrel podcast for no idea what month it is and no idea what day it is.
It's October.
It's October. It's first October. October 4th? 3rd. October 3rd! Oof. Not a good
going.
One.
Keep going.
October 3rd, 2013.
There you
Yay,
go.
I got the year. This is Mike, joined by AJ. Welcome to our show about video games.
Where is it?
What?
Nothing.
I thought you said, where is it? I'm like, what do you mean, where is it?
It's in the air.
Or is it? Yeah, we're going to talk about something else today. Penny, we'll talk about our dog. Alright, so what are we going to talk about? We got that Steam controller, which you predicted, I guess.
I get to say I was right.
Alright, so we'll talk about the Steam controller, then whatever else pops into our head for the weekend news, because there's a bunch of small, kind of neat things, but you know.
Yeah, nothing mind-blowing.
The Steam controller is the big thing. So we'll talk about that, then we'll... I don't know if we had anything to talk about in our week in gaming.
Not really.
No. But we'll get to that. We'll see what the community's doing. Maybe they'll save us. Then we'll get to the releases, and I guess that'll be the show. Does this Steam controller thing better get us pretty far?
I guess some mileage. Hey, I could waste some time. Congratulations to Jeff Grubb. He got married.
Yes.
He's been on this show.
Yes, congrats to Jeff and Stephanie. We were at their wedding. It was a very fun affair. It was a very fun wedding. I really liked that they had pretzels with cheese.
And Muppet songs.
They did have a Muppet song. I mean, AJ may have got a little too excited about that. But yeah, it was a very nice wedding. It was very fun. All right, so the Steam controller was unveiled as the third final announcement. It's different. It doesn't have analog sticks. It has track pads.
It's like haptically fed back track.
Yeah, what exactly does that mean? What's haptic?
It's locational rumble so that you can feel where you are on the trackpad based on the rumble, I guess.
Well, how does that let you know if you're on the right or the left of the trackpad? They say things like that. I just don't quite
get it. It's not left or right. It's how far are you, I think.
Oh, so what? Like, the further you go, the more it rumbles?
Rumble might be a bad way of putting it, but I guess there's some kind of physical feedback, even though it's not really moving.
Okay. Besides that, it has a big touchscreen. It's like a video touchscreen right in the middle. I should mention, all three of these are clickable, so they're all buttons. Like, the four face buttons are really weird, because there's, like, two on the left of the touchscreen in the middle and two on the right of the screen. That's, like, the weirdest thing
to me. They said that they're not meant to be used for, like, don't think of them like face buttons on an Xbox controller. Like, you wouldn't put jump there, but you might put inventory there.
So it looks like they're almost like the D-pad, when the D-pad's used as a bunch of buttons. So a lot of the real buttons are the shorter buttons, like these buttons on the back.
Well, you have, like, a left trigger and left bumper, but then you also have, like, buttons kind of where, like, your pinky and ring fingers rest on the handle.
That's kind of weird.
So there's, like, it's like L1, L2, L3, but then you can still click the pad for L4.
That's weird. Just because, you know, we've never really used the pinky and ring finger and controller gaming before a whole lot.
I think there's been, like, some, like, custom third-party controllers that try to, like, map face buttons back there. Yeah, nothing mainstream.
A lot of times it's, like, four people who only have one hand and stuff like that.
No, there's that, yeah.
But
I wasn't referring to that.
Well, I wasn't making fun of them. I'm just saying that's what it's for. Okay, so it's a bonkers controller. When you look at it immediately, the first reaction is, what the hell is this? But when I kind of thought about more, like, the one thing I was critical last week of the Steam Box, I just don't understand how it's any different than getting a system. I guess this makes it different, because their hope is that using the touchscreen and these analog things will make, like games like an RTS and stuff like that, that you traditionally, like, just can't really do very well on a system, like, it'll work now. That's their hope.
Yeah, they want this to be able to, like, they're gonna have software, so you can map anything that uses a keyboard and mouse to this thing.
So they want you to play, like, Dota and EVE Online with this.
I guess.
It's like, you know, I don't know, maybe. I don't quite understand why the trackpad is somehow better than an analog stick.
Well, I guess if you're moving a cursor on the screen, I guess the trackpad that's
really
be better,
it, yeah. Right? It really is just about, like, quickly moving that cursor. But, I mean, you have that touchscreen in the center. Could you do it with that, maybe? I guess not. Like, the touchscreen, I guess, really is it's not so much track. It's more for, like, putting a lot of, kind of like what the Vita does, it's like a lot of fake buttons.
Yeah.
Like, touch this and it's a button now, you know?
It seemed to look like it gets divided kind of in the quadrants.
Right, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's, like, going to be, like, more buttons almost. But still, there are going to be some games where I still don't even
know. Well, they do a neat thing, too, I guess, where when you touch the touchscreen but not tap it, it kind of brings it up on the main screen.
Right.
So you don't have to constantly look down at it.
I'm still very skeptical about trackpads.
Well, like, look, the whole thing about this makes me nervous. Like, first of all, when they announced, I understand why there's, like, a video of a guy at Valve going, like, here's me playing Portal 2 with this, and, like, here's a video of how this works, instead of, like, these kind of vague write-ups.
I don't understand why these were three separate announcements.
Yeah, well, there's that whole thing.
Why it had to be, like, a whole week of this. This sort of just all happened at once, and, yeah, like you said, it should have been more, I almost wish it was, like, an on-stage presentation and not this website bullshit thing.
Well, and then there have been people who've used the prototype. And it's not like they're all like, this is amazing, it changes everything. Like, all the, like, hands-ons I've heard is like, yeah, it's interesting. It could work for some games, not so much for
that's
others.
What
I don't know.
Keeps saying, like, yeah, maybe, like, we're going to play an RTS, but, like, can you play Assassin's Creed with this? That's what I want to know. Like, is analog movement really that good? Because you know what makes me think of? Remember when they ported Mario 64 to the DS?
Oh, God.
And you used, like, the touchscreen
with
and
that little nub
thing
on your thumb?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. Ugh.
Well, again, that's where the haptic feedback is supposed to help.
Again,
there,
I guess. I mean, again, I guess you've got to wait and see. But like I said, like, I guess I like that this kind of makes the Steam Box different somehow.
But see, and again, it's not even intrinsically tied to the Steam Box. You can just get this for your computer.
That's the weird thing about the Steam Box again. Like, I still don't. It's like, it's not enough of its own thing. And again, like, I assume if you don't like this thing, you can just use Xbox 360 controllers still.
Right.
Or whatever else. So, that's what's weird. It's like, it is like the Steam, we keep calling it Steam Box, too. I guess
yeah,
it's
Steam
Machine,
yes.
It's the Steam Machine controller. But like Piston, or XI3, like, announced the Piston's coming out on Black Friday now. And, like, I still don't understand, like, how is this any different than what the Steam Machine is going to be?
Well, the Piston's running Windows, for
one. I thought
it
was running Linux.
Mm-hmm. It's Windows. Mm-hmm. Probably Windows 7.
It's a Linux. You could put Linux on it.
Well, sure. You can put Linux on anything.
Are you sure it's Windows?
No, they were asked in an FAQ, like, well, could I put SteamOS on this? And I'm like, sure. It's going to come with Windows, but you can put whatever you want on here.
Yeah. All right, so... But, okay, so you can put Linux on, then it's a Steam Machine? And put a Steam OS on it?
I think you're putting too much stock on what makes something a Steam Machine. Nothing.
Well, yeah! Well, that's my point!
a Steam Machine is just a computer running Steam OS. That's all.
Okay.
That's all it is.
So if I put Steam OS on my computer, is it a Steam Machine now?
Sure. Functionally, yes. Valve didn't, like, they didn't launch a console. All they launched, is a Linux-derived operating system and a plan to work with hardware developers to make systems that have that hardware, to have that software preloaded into hardware that's a form factor that you'd want to put under a TV and not, like, a giant tower that sits under your desk. That's all it is.
Yeah.
It's just a computer.
I still don't get it.
They're not, like, there's not, like, a standard configuration. There's not, like, a Steam Machine has to have this processor and this video card.
I still see zero to no mass market appeal in it, I guess, is my point.
I still like the idea of, like, a $100 Steam Box as an extender for your gaming PC,
yeah,
and that's
it. Do you listen to yourself? Again, that is not a mass market need at all.
No, neither is the Ouya, and that I could go buy that at Best Buy.
Well, yeah, but I don't think Valve's goals here are Ouya-sized.
Yeah, I know.
I think that they very much say we want to take over a living room. So, by the way, I love the Steam fanboys so much, or the Valve fanboys so much.
Oh, what are they doing?
Because like, imagine if Microsoft was, like, when in the height of, like, everyone hates Microsoft, like, showed the Xbox One controller, and it was that Steam controller.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, when Steam does it, they're like, finally, somebody's innovating, you know?
Yeah.
So shit like that, I'm like, oh, my God. You see, too, like, some people are, like, convinced that, like, Valve has announced Half-Life 3 because they filed a trademark in Europe, which could be anything. Yeah. And worse than that, like, there's been some NeoGAF reporting, which...
Oh, yeah, that's always reliable.
Where, like, somebody, like, got, like, a spreadsheet that, like, shows what people are working on, and some of them are assigned to Half-Life 3. People,
no, you don't say yeah. They're working on it?
Like, yeah, assholes, people are making Half-Life 3. I think they already talked about how, like, they've been making Half-Life 3, and they, like, restarted a bunch of times. So,
yeah.
So, I don't know, people are dumb. Ugh. Speaking of games that never seem to come out, you see,
Last Guardian's being re-engineered.
Well,
I assume that means made for PlayStation 4.
Right. I guess the one guy was, like, mad that Jack Tretton said the game was on hiatus because it never really was.
Well, that's fucking funny because it hasn't come out in 7 years.
Well, I think, it's like freaking, Final Fantasy 15 was never on hiatus. It just, you know, wasn't getting made.
Right.
Very fast. I still, like, find it hard to believe we'll ever actually see The Last Guardian, but hey.
I just can't believe that a team that made two of the most, like, acclaimed PS2 games, from what it seems, will not even make a game on PS3 because they couldn't get their shit together.
It is kind of bad, right?
Yeah.
Like, what does it say about you as a team? That, like, couldn't get it done in 6 years. Well, when did they announce The Last Guardian? 2009-ish?
Yeah, it seemed like they've been working on it for a while.
Sure. It's been long enough. Been a good amount of time.
I assume they started working on it when they finished Shadow of the Colossus.
Yeah, speaking of Shadows, the Precursor Games, the people who are going to do Shadow
Nice
Journals.
Segue.
Yeah. Speaking of Shadows, yeah, the Dennis Dyack made an update saying that they're all taking a break. But they haven't given up.
Oh, they haven't? I thought they, like, disbanded Precursor Games or something.
Well, he never used that word, although that's exactly what's happening. I mean, look, it's done. It's not happening, but he's still... You know, I don't know. What do you want him to say? Like, well, I guess I'm a big failure.
Yeah.
Guess it's all over for me.
Guess so.
Guess I'll never have a job in the game industry again. What do you want him to say?
Yeah.
That was just... Look, don't make a new studio... well, I'm saying this, but working on already for KJ and Afune. Don't make a new studio immediately go to Kickstarter.
That's funny.
Right. But still. I wonder what he's thinking. Like, fucking Mega Man. $4 billion.
Picture, like, the end of Dodgeball, where he's on a couch, Dax put on, like, 400 pounds.
Right, he's like, spare me, please.
I was on Kickstarter first.
Oh, God. Oh, what else do you want to talk about?
Well, I mean, we were talking about controllers, and what's kind of cool is our listener, Mohamed Al-Harez.
No, we're going to the community.
Yeah, sure. Well, yeah. It's relevant.
Yeah, he got to play with the controllers.
For the PS4 and the Xbox One at Games 13, and it's interesting, because... Basically, well, here, I'll read him, because they're not sure what he said. So, the PS4, which he played Knack and Assassin's Creed 4 with. I had some skepticism, but I never thought they'd go this far in making the controller feel great. Very comfortable in the hand, has a nice weight to it. The triggers felt nice, and most importantly, the analogs felt great, too. I'm really liking the PS4 controller. He then played Rise on the Xbox One, which may not be a great game, but...
Yeah, no one seems to be very high on Rise.
While the controller looks good in pictures, something is definitely not right about how tiny the analogs are. They're not in any stretch as bad or as small as the PS Vita analogs,
whoa,
but I can't help but be reminded of them. They feel quite loose, too. The shoulder buttons don't feel good at all, either. Their placement feels stiff and a little hard to press. I can't say more than that, but friends who were in love with the Rumble triggers when they played Forza.
That's weird.
It's funny, because if you would have said, which controller do you think is going to have bad triggers and an analog stick like the Vita's, and which one's going to have good analog sticks and nice triggers, I would have guessed the opposite, you know?
Although... Obviously, the Vita analog sticks are tiny, but they never really bothered me.
No, but just the fact that he says the Xbox One's not as bad, but the fact that he even felt like going to that weird comparison, that's odd. I don't know.
I asked him how was Knack, because I know I think that game looks really cool, but I'm kind of worried it's going to be simple. But he said he had the same worries, but he said it felt pretty good, and he liked what he played, and that it had some complexity to it. Kind of compared it to Katamari Damacy a little bit, too. I'm looking for, so hopefully that will be good.
Yep.
Can you believe that, we're in October now. Next month is the month these systems come out.
Yeah.
It's weird. We're going to have them. Where are we going to put them?
I know. Well, you see, too, they said, because, you know, the joke was that you just connect your PS4 into your Xbox One.
Yeah, apparently there's, input lag if you do that.
Well, right, which doesn't matter when it's video, but, yeah, for gaming that could impact it. I guess that does make sense when you think about it, but
right,
it's too bad.
Well, you know.
They also said, and again, you talk about people kind of being hypocritical, that there's going to be a 15 to 20 minute day one patch for the Xbox One, and everyone's freaking out. But, like, the Wii U did the same thing. It was like,
yeah, whatever. Ugh. Day one patch. We're not used to day one patches yet.
Yeah, I guess not.
We're still mad about that.
I guess so.
Okay, yeah, whatever.
Hey, you know what? At least we don't have to feel left out about not talking about GTA Online.
Oh, yeah, that's right, that launch.
Because it don't work, shocker. Now, what I love is they use the standard response now of, we didn't know how many people be playing it.
Like, they should know exactly how many people.
You should have that number down.
We didn't think they would all want to play the new thing we released for free on that day.
Yeah, I like how they try to release it like 7 a.m. Like, maybe not a lot of people be playing then.
But then that's another thing. It's like, every time a big online thing comes out, it doesn't work on day one and everyone gets mad. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, we should have learned our lessons by now.
You know, this is what it be. Guess what? I wonder if Xbox Live is going to have trouble on the Xbox One launch day.
It's just, I guess the problem is, like, game developers do everything in their power to encourage you to play on that first day.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Final Fantasy XIV is like, pre-order, get early access, get in there right away. GTA is like, we're going to sell you the game, and on this one day, we're going to flip the Switch.
Yeah.
Like, you know you're going to get hammered. You're setting yourself up for it.
What was the reasoning for launching the online separately?
I think it was to get it done.
Oh, okay. that's a very good reason.
Yeah.
Not quite ready yet.
No.
You see what, like, Major Nelson was like, it's like, I don't like the Expo name. I think it's disrespectful to the developers. Like, what does that mean?
Oh, shut up, dude.
What does that mean? It's like the other guy, oh, I forget the other Microsoft guy's like, oh, we don't like it, but it's probably going to stick, so.
I like him. I think he's a nice guy, but he says some dumb shit sometimes.
Well, it's always when he has to be the company man that it's always kind of obnoxious. Yeah, but
don't sound like somebody's stern uncle, you know?
Like, don't call it the Expo. Like, why not? Shut up. Who cares?
There's two ways of going about it. What he did, or just embrace it. I don't know, go with it.
Be goofy about it,
you know?
What do you want?
You make video games. Well, we don't... Like, we have to take it so seriously.
Well, phones are not... They don't really represent the incredible power of the Xbox One, because... You see, it's all in one, and I feel like if you leave that out, you're disrespecting the engineers. Also, engineers, I hate what... This is kind of different. I always don't like when people use the word engineers for people who do something besides make buildings or robots.
Yeah, well, like our brother is an electrical engineer.
Yeah, I know, and I bother like chemical engineers. Like, shut up, you're not an engineer.
You're a chemist.
Yeah, a chemical. Yeah,
that's pretty good, but...
Yeah, I'm a sentence engineer. That's what I am. I'm not a writer. Everybody's a fucking engineer.
You're a word engineer. Yeah, you put the words together.
Exactly. Engineer.
You break them down to their core components and reassemble them. Right.
The engineers at Microsoft. Engineer. Like, what are you fucking Scotty? Working on the web drive? That's an engineer. Well, I don't want to disrespect the engineers at Microsoft. Like, what are they calling it? The Expo. Don't they know how hard we worked on it? Don't they know how disrespectful that is? Oh, by the way, I saw another analyst thing that was like, yeah, PlayStation 4 is going to outsell the Xbox One for this year for holiday. Largely because it's $100 cheaper. Of course, they asked...
Oh, good job there, Houdini.
Yeah, Microsoft has to, like, comment, and they're just like, well, we think we're worth the other $100. I'm like, okay.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, well, basically, the only difference is the Kinect, which, again, they just aren't talking about.
No, they're talking about it. They were very proud to talk this week how it can understand two people talking at once and decipher them.
Yeah, sure it can. They say a lot of things about Kinect. All right. Did you play anything you could talk about this week? Keyword talk about, but did you play it?
I played things.
Yeah.
Did I?
Yeah, I think I pretty much... Been playing the one thing. Nothing. I've been playing nothing.
I did play Final Fantasy 14 one day this week.
Yeah, I know. I haven't been able to play much of that. I've been covering for Jeff, too, on his honeymoon, so I've been doing a lot more writing. Okay.
Oh, real quick, did you see? This is nice that they updated the PS3 so that everybody can have the auto-download feature, not just PlayStation Plus subscribers.
Oh, yeah?
Which makes me feel slighted.
Oh, no. You want a refund?
Yeah. I'm not getting my money's worth now.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it's, That's smart. It keeps, because, you know, what's the biggest complaint with the PS3? Oh, another patch! Oh, 0.01 now, and so now that's just done.
By the way, Donovan Fair, is that how you said? F-E-H-R?
Sure.
Donovan Fair on our Google Plus community was asking people what they thought about the Steam controller, and I liked Shamrock's comparing it to the old NES Turbo Touch.
Which we had!
Yeah, and it was terrible.
It was great for Star Fox. That was about it. But great for Star Fox.
That was the SNES one. He's talking about the NES.
Well, they released them for all three systems. Because of Genesis
was it,
one, too.
Was it really great for Star Fox?
Probably not. But,
are you sure?
But in my head, it was awesome.
Well, maybe they can port Star Fox to Steam. I don't know.
I doubt that would ever happen.
Why not? All right. Okay, you want to get the releases then?
Sure.
Rain for PlayStation 3. What is Rain?
I don't know. Everyone's like is talking about it all of a sudden. They're like asking other developers what they think of it. I don't know why.
Is that important?
Like, maybe.
NBA, NBA 2K14, PlayStation 3, and Xbox 360. I assume is there next gen versions this year?
Oh yeah, yeah. Remember they showed that stupid video of LeBron talking to himself, yeah. And I was like, that doesn't look that good.
You see, like EA showed off like Madden next gen with the
rendered blades of grass.
I mean, it looks better.
Yeah.
Looks real, at least.
It still doesn't look as good as that initial
pitch
video for the Xbox 360.
Etrian Odyssey Untold, the Millennium Girl for 3DS. This is the remake of the first Etrian Odyssey. Etrian Odyssey 4 just came out for the 3DS. This is kind of weird, but here it is. I played the demo for this. It's like one of those very... It's a super grindy...
Right. Did you see... on our little sequitur here... the trailer for Bravely Default.
I was just thinking about that. Yeah, that's cool. It's like
it's basically a new Final Fantasy.
Well, it's basically like a new old school Final Fantasy,
right?
And it has like an art style very reminiscent of like the first Final Fantasy Tactics and stuff like that. I guess we didn't really talk about the Nintendo Direct, huh? I mean, there wasn't a whole lot going on there.
No, they announced a Kirby and Donkey Kong got delayed.
Yeah, they announced like another 2D side-scrolling Kirby game. I'm like, maybe it'll be.
You know, like everyone's like, oh, Nintendo's strength rests on their IP. Is that becoming, like, a crutch for them?
Well, you're asking this now?
Yeah, I guess. But, like, it's all the same shit. Like, literally.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's like, here's another 2D like, Kirby
least when,
game.
At least when you went from, like, Super Nintendo to 64, you had that 3D jump. They started doing stuff.
Yeah,
but, like,
I know. There's still some... It's like they've gone too much back to 2D. Like, yeah. I'm kind of tired of, like, another 2D Kirby game, another 2D Donkey Kong game, which was delayed now. And, like, you know, they're working on two Yoshi's games.
Yeah, I really feel
2D.
Like they did not need to delay any Wii U games.
Yeah.
Whoopsie.
Oh, the 3D world, Mario 3D world, is looking pretty cool now. And, like, I like how the soundtrack is, like, jazzy, it seems like.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Kind of seems neat. Maybe that'll be cool. I know it's, like, I haven't really been excited for it because I just... But it is the guys who made the Galaxy games and 3D Land, which have been the good Mario games.
I'm sure it'll be good. I don't think playing it in four players is going to work very well, but...
Yeah, I feel like that'll be more of like a thing to try instead of like something a way I want to really play in. Iwata really made a big point on that Nintendo Direct being like it's you know, that has a full single player campaign, it's gonna be great. But we'll see. Grand Theft Auto Online. Something called Echoes of Eternia for PC. Looks like a JRPG of some sort.
Alright.
Rune Factory 4 for 3DS. That's the Harvest Moon
like sci-fi
dungeon
one?
Thing. Oh. I don't know. It's something weird like that. War of the Vikings for PC. Argus Generations of War for PC. Arma Tactics for PC. And World of Tanks, the 360 edition.
Is that, like, out now?
You know what? Actually, a couple of these I said just have Q3 2013. Because it's October, I guess they think it's coming out then.
Oh, because it's probably the start of the quarter, yeah.
So GameSpot has failed us. So ignore that. World of Tanks and Argus Generation of War are probably not actually out.
Yeah, sorry about that.
And is there anything else I lied about? No,
you're good.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was short, but...
How short was it?
Like, we're not even to 30 minutes yet.
Well, like, how close, though? We've had some 30-minute shows.
We still need to go for, like, 6 more minutes.
6? No, screw that. We'll have a lot to talk about next week.
Yeah, we promise. We've got something good.
Alrighty, guys. Well, thanks.
Be sure to catch next week's show.
Yeah, thanks for listening to the EV podcast. You can find more of us at explodingbarrelpodcast.com. You also follow us at Twitter.
No, that's not our website.
EBpodcast.com. You also follow us at... I did the EB first and the Exploding Barrel second. It was confusing.
Yeah.
Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, go to the Google Plus community, join our conversations there, and go to the iTunes Music Store and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week right here on the Exploding Barrel Podcast.
Bye.